This Wednesday, the 5th annual Latin Grammy Awards will be presented in Los Angeles. The nominees hail not only from such exotic locales as L.A., Miami, and New York, but also places like Havana, Rio, and Madrid. Leila Cobo is Billboard Magazine's bureau chief for Miami and Latin America, and she joins us from member station WLRN in Miami. Welcome.
Thank you.
So, perhaps a stupid question up front here. This is the 5th year for the Latin Grammys. There are plenty of successful mainstream Latino artists. Why are these separate from the traditional Grammy Awards?
You know, that's a question that keeps coming up, and people keep joking about it. They say, well, next time we'll have an Indian Grammys or whatever. But the fact is, there's only 6 Latin categories in the mainstream Grammys. And the Latin Grammys have 43 categories. And it's because the breadth of Latin music is very, very, very wide. And we have music not only from Latinos in the United States, but from Colombia, Mexico, Argentina, Spain, every single Spanish-speaking and Portuguese-speaking country in the world. And the variety of music is enormous, and you cannot possibly pretend to fit that into the mainstream Grammys.
Let's hear some of that that variety there. In the Record of the Year category, give us a few examples. Can you tell me about Maria Rita's A Festa?
That's a great category because it has people from all over the world. And Maria Rita is actually the daughter of the late Elis Regina, who is considered by many people to be the greatest female vocalist that Brazil has ever had. And this is her debut album. It's a beautiful album. It's very acoustic. It was recorded with microphones from the 1950s. And this is a song that's actually a take on La Bamba. You're going to hear that when you hear the piece. This is an example of what the Latin Grammys is. This is an album that was released in Brazil. Under the mainstream Grammys, it wouldn't have even fit because it wasn't released in the United States within the time frame. But the Latin Grammys are an international award, not just a U.S. award, so they admit recordings that have been released in other territories.
Another nominee is the pianist Bebel Valdez and singer Diego El Cigala. The album here, Lágrimas Negras, or is that the song? Sorry.
That's the song and the album. That's a beautiful and very unusual recording. Bebo Valdez is a Cuban pianist who is 86 years old. He is the father of Chucho Valdez, who is one of the great, great Latin jazz pianists. And Bebo is Cuban, of course, but he has not lived in Cuba for many, 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 many years. He lives in Norway now. And he paired with this flamenco singer, with this gypsy singer called Diego El Cigala, and they've made this very unusual recording where they sing old Cuban music in a flamenco copla style. And this album has been hugely successful in Europe and in Spain, where it was first released.
It sounds like there's a very broad range of styles, perhaps more than you might typically hear in American radio. Do you hear English equivalents to some of these acts?
This is not the kind of music that you would hear on any commercial radio station, whether it be in the United States or whether it be a Spanish language station or pretty much anywhere. But I do think that there's equivalents to this kind of music in many different places. You have things like the Chieftains when they collaborated with all those rock stars. You have things like the Gypsy Kings. You have a lot of Irish music that comes close to this. And a lot of country and bluegrass music, I think. Anything that goes a little bit off the beaten path and tries to marry commercial sensibilities with a little bit of folk and a little bit of acoustic music, I think, can be compared.
So of the nominees we're likely to hear this week at the awards, are there some that you think may be coming to a radio station near us in English soon?
The only one that I see right now is Roby Rosa, because his album is in English. And he's nominated for a track in Spanish from this album, but this is an English language album, which has been playing in some stations. And Roby Rosa is better known to some people as Ricky Martin's producer and as the author or one of the co-authors of Living La Vida Loca. So in a way, he has certainly made a crossover.
Now, do any or all, I don't know, of these artists aspire to crossover success in the United States? Do they even need the U.S. market?
They definitely need the U.S. market nowadays. Didn't used to be this way because the Latin markets were very, very strong. But now piracy has really, really depleted these markets. The great percentage of record sales in places like Brazil and Mexico is pirated music. So yes, they do need sales in the United States because the United States happens to be the biggest market for Spanish language music in the world, unbelievable as that may sound. But having said that, there's a lot of artists who simply don't feel comfortable performing in English because it's not their language, it's not what they write in, so they perhaps will never do it. And they will never have as big an audience as someone who crosses over because the language is important and it is a barrier.
And thus, the Latin Grammys.
Exactly.
Leila Cobo writes for Billboard magazine. The Latin Grammys air Wednesday night on CBS. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure.
And before we let you go, we'd like some music to go out on. Do you have a favorite artist among those we're going to hear this week?
A personal favorite of mine is Julieta Venegas, and she's a Mexican artist, alternative act, has become very commercially successful with this recording, and this is a lovely, lovely track called Andar Conmigo.
Dime si tú quisieras andar conmigo.
That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jennifer Ludden.